The dreams of a successful career in high school athletics are often the mixed dreams of an innocent child eager to please and a parent's misgivings about never making it to the pros. Edward Munoz was a promising young player competing with the New York Red Bulls Academy while attending New Utrecht High School in Brooklyn. Edward's ambitious dad, Alejandro, invested 20 hours each week to take him to soccer practices and games. Munoz was convinced his son would go pro. But an ankle injury and difficulty in school ultimately put an end to his early career and sent Edward on a journey to discover who he really was and why his father wanted him to succeed so badly. Edward Munoz is one of our producing partner WNYC's Radio Rookies, who found that picking up a microphone and simply asking why to his dad and thinking about his own story of what sports can do for a young person gave him some rich insights into life itself.
Sports gave me the freedom to showcase my talents and gave me the opportunity to do something I enjoyed. At first, it became something I was just doing. And then as I kept playing, it became more of a dream.
Whose dream?
Mine and my dad's. And my whole family supported me because I was actually good. But then things happened, like school, not doing well in school. And things like that.
Here's your father talking about your experience.
Look, I knew you were not doing well in school. I knew it was because of football, because I was like that. I was passionate about football, and school did not matter. But when you stopped playing, I realized it was a big mistake on my part not to react. That was my mistake.
You know, people think that dad playing sports and wanting a kid to play sports is kind of a simple act of love. But in your case, there was injuries. There was the whole question of how well you're doing in school. This really changed your relationship with your father. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely more than that. Like, my dad always put a lot of pressure on me to be the best. He didn't say it like that, but now I know it was because of that. I did it all mostly to make my dad happy, because if not, then he would get mad and stuff. He would always just blame me, like everything was my fault, because I already knew what I had to do, you know? And there was no room for error, according to him.
Your injury was your fault?
Oh, my injury? That wasn't my fault, but coming back from my injury when I wasn't supposed to was my fault.
But you were still trying to make him happy.
Yeah.
What about making you happy?
I was happy seeing my parents happy, my family happy, my teammates happy, made me happy.
And in this exploration of what happened during sports, mm-hmm. You say you were surprised that your parents were so honest with you about this.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, my dad, he took the blame for not being aware of how I was doing in school. He would just be so focused on soccer, and any mistake I did was my fault. And if I wasn't doing good in school, it's because my mom's fault. My mom wasn't on top of me. So hearing him admit that it was his mistake by not paying more attention to my education, it was surprising because, like I said, he would just always blame me. Oh, my mom.
I have to say, this moment that you created, this is something you made with your dad, is something quite remarkable. And I think any son can listen to this and learn a lot. Listen.
No crea que porque me estás viendo llorar.
Don't think that because you see me cry, I'm crying because I'm sad.
De emoción.
No, it's coming from a place of emotion. Remembering the past.
Y por el esfuerzo que tanto hice.
And for all the effort that I made. And it seems it went bad. Because nothing went well for you or for anyone.
Is he right? When he says that, boy, he's really blaming himself for everything. Nothing went well for you or for anyone.
I think he says that because soccer was his dream, and that was the main goal, to become a professional soccer player. So when that was over, it felt like everything was over for him. For me, it wasn't, because I got into other things, so I wasn't really affected by not playing anymore as much as he was.
Does he have the ability to see what a great kid you are, what you've developed into, the things you're exploring? You're a journalist, you've got all other interests.
I think he realizes it, but it's not what he really wants me to do.
You know, they say sports is fun, sports is competitive, sports can make you a celebrity, sports bling, 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 you know. It seems like in this case, sports has taught you a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a much bigger deal than any of that.
Yeah. Sports taught me a lot. I guess it made me become who I am today. Soccer made me grow, I think. Maybe if I would have never got injured, things would have went differently, and I wouldn't be here right now talking to you. But it made me appreciate things more and make smarter decisions about what I do, and more open-minded about things.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to make this all sad.
Yeah.
Give me your hottest move.
My hottest move?
On the pitch.
On the fit? On the pitch?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a move, but it's more like my shot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Corner, straight on.
Good shot, hard shot.
Yeah.
I used to place it in the right places. Yeah, I had a good shot, left-footed shot.
Left-footed shot?
Yeah.
So I'm the goalie.
All right.
I mean, I'm in a wheelchair, okay?
I'm gonna have to take it easy on you.
All right, well, you take care. Eddie, it's been great hanging out with you here.
Thank you very much.
Eddie Munoz is a radio rookie here at WNYC. To hear his full story, visit thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.